Hi, everyone, and welcome to Living a Legacy. And I'm excited to welcome to the program Eric Couch. Eric, how are you? And I'm, this guest, great. Again, I mean, I have a story, and I'll tell the story later about VeggieTales, but wow, for sure.
Yes. So today, I'll tell you, there's never, ever, ever, ever been a show like VeggieTales creator, co-creator, Mike Naraki. Mike, welcome to the show. We're excited, buddy.
Eric, Neil, so good to see you guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. So I can tell you, for years, I would in anguish go, I've never been to Boston in the fall. You know, and that was one of my favorite stuff.
You does not do anything.
I'm a pirate who, yeah, and I can't find my hairbrush. I mean, we've been having a field day in my house the last 24 hours, 48 hours, just talking with the kids and just going through memories. You know, I remember being in college, you know, that's when it really hit for me. And it was funny, you know, college, you think of VeggieTales and you don't necessarily think of college students, but like our college, it was viral, right? Everybody's watching VeggieTales and having a blast.
Yeah.
And rumor has it that you may be Larry the Cucumber. Is that true?
Some say. I think it might be a rumor, but it might be true too.
Wow, that's great.
I hope I didn't blow my mic out. I don't know if I had my clipping on there or not, but if I blew it out, my apologies.
Yeah.
Oh man. But no, thank you so much. You know, I heard those stories. I remember in the early days of VeggieTales, we would get reports back that college students were having VeggieTales watching parties, and we weren't much older. I mean, you know, when Phil and I started VeggieTales, we were in our mid to late 20s. So we weren't much older than college kids ourselves. So we thought, you know, we're having fun making these, we're laughing. So certainly college kids, you know, would think they're fun too. So, but it was one of those things that was like, wait, what? But it's you know, been such an amazing journey over the past 93. I mean, we're coming up on 30 years, you know, since our very episode of VeggieTales. You know, and the show's still going. We're doing we're currently doing a streaming series with Yippee, which is a new streaming service. So we did some new VeggieTales episodes for that. And but it's been great. So hopefully I'll be Larry the Cucumber for a long time to come.
Sweet. Now, how did all of that start? Because VeggieTales is, you know, the first cartoon, right, that I've ever known that was a really cute, well-done cartoon that always had, you know, interesting themes and stories and all that. But it also had, you know, that unheard of Christian, very not in your face by any stretch, you know, but pirates who don't do anything, you know, equating that to Christianity, but you know, as you would tell biblical truths in a way that connected with everybody, regardless of faith, like how did that start?
Well, so Phil Vischer and I, Phil is Bob the Tomato, I'm Larry the Cucumber. We met in college. We were both huge Jim Henson fans growing up, and both had been into, you know, theater and puppetry. So we met doing puppets. Just would write and perform together and just, you know, had a great creative chemistry there. And we both ended up in Chicago in the mid to late 80s, just as computer animation was starting to appear in its infancy. And we were in a fortunate place where we were working at a video post house that had this technology. And, you know, we were kind of computer guys also, and we had this, you know, theater and performance background. So, and we'd both grown up in the church, and we just felt like, wow, there's a great opportunity to kind of take, you know, what we've done with our writing, our performing, this brand new technology, the need in the market we felt for a show that parents who wanted biblical values for their kids that were really entertaining. We thought, wow, this is a great time to make something that would do that. And we needed characters who were, you know, because of the limitations of computer animation at the time, characters who had no limbs, right, no hair, and no clothes. And so, because all those things are really expensive to do in computer. And so, you know, that's vegetables ended up being a great candidate for that. So, so it was one of those things where, you know, a lot of great things came together, but, you know, we were driven by, you know, wanting to create a show that parents could use as a resource and that would be super entertaining for their kids.
And that's what I did when I first saw it and was exposed to it when I was working with kids and tutoring. And then when I finally did have kids, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this. And the CD, the song, the opening song, tell me specifically how that started. And then we're going to definitely get into your latest project after that.
Oh, sure. Oh, you're talking about the theme song, the VeggieTales theme song?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you like to talk to tomatoes, if a squash can make you smile. So the idea on that one is Larry is playing a tuba, you know, which is kind of an instrument you can conceivably play without any hands, you know, even though you kind of do for an actual tuba. But and then Bob singing the song. So that was one of the very first songs that we wrote, you know, for the show. It polka was also a big part of VeggieTales. You know, I have my last name is Polish. Kurt Heineke, who's done the music for VeggieTales for us for years, has a German background. So we kind of put our polkas together. And actually Phil Vischer, you know, is a good German name. So there was a lot of polka in our
Yeah.
So that made its way into the theme song. So, but music was always a very, very important part of VeggieTales from the theme song to the inclusion of silly songs in every episode to the use of music and teaching lesson throughout the episodes as well.
Yeah. Now, what is there a certain episode or scene or movie or whatever that really stands out to you?
Oh boy. You know, I spent so many years, you know, we probably did about 50 direct to video episodes with VeggieTales, you know, kind of like we used to kind of think of them as mini movies. You know, they were, you know, started off as half hours and then went up to 1 hour episodes. But some of the ones that I kind of hold near and dear, Madame Blueberry was one of my, first episodes that I wrote and directed. Based off of loosely my mom. I remember after that came out, my brothers all called me and said, "Mike, that's mom." So I was like, yeah, you're right.
Don't tell her.
I love the Larry Boy episodes. We did two feature films, Jonah and the Pirates Who Don't Do Anything, and those are great projects to be on as well too. So you know, so many different types of episodes for different reasons. I kind of have. A great place in my heart for those. So, but it's just been a pleasure to be a part of that all these years.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And you had, cause we actually own both of those. We're supporters and,
thank you.
But, love Jonah and Nineveh. And then, of course it seems like there's a bunch of stuff with Philistines and
that's right. And there's a lot of Monty Python, influence in what we did as well. So if you're a, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, fan, we had a lot of nods to Python stuff in there as well.
Right. But yeah, so it's been, did you say it's been close to 30 years?
Yeah. So, 1993 was our very first episode, Where's God When I'm Scared? And it actually, we were right on the forefront of computer animation at the time. This was a year and a half or so before Toy Story came out, which was the very first computer animated film. So just right on the cusp of new technology, combining it with the stories that we told and you go back and look at those early shows and they're pretty rough around the edges in terms of look, but I think the stories hold up and, we just got better and better and, the shows got better looking, as time went on as well, just as we were able to hire better artists and, technology advanced and, all of that. So it was a growing experience and figuring out how to do it and connect with an audience. But, it was a blast.
Cool. Now, what question do you get asked the most when somebody finds out, wait, you're the VeggieTales guy? You're Larry the Cute? Yeah. What's the question that always comes out?
Well, there's a couple. The probably the number one is, can you do the voice?
yeah.
And well, I can do the voice. That's no problem.
You know, it's kind of one of the advantages of being an animated, character because, I can go out completely incognito. Nobody recognizes me. And so it's fun, when people do recognize me and want to hear the voice. So I love doing that.
Yeah.
And then, the other thing is, did you write all the silly songs? And, There's another question I get. And the answer to that is almost all of them. So there are quite a number of them are ones that I wrote. And, you know, there were some other really talented people that contributed to those over the years as well. So those are probably my top two questions.
You know, what's interesting, Eric, that we're now going to go transition ourselves. But think about it with Michael. The theme of your show, Eric, is living a legacy and how he's going to live a legacy throughout his life. And through VeggieTales, mm-hmm. but now through this newest project. So, Eric, let's go ahead and get started on some of those questions because it's such an interesting thing. And Michael needs people's help, especially for this project. So, go ahead.
Absolutely. So, you know, I am curious. So, Mike, tell us about the Dead Sea Squirrels. I love the title.
Oh, thanks, man. So, yes, the Dead Sea Squirrels. So this hatched in my brain, boy, over 10 years ago as a title. So as most things with me, it starts off with a bad pun, whether it's VeggieTales.
Dad jokes.
Yeah, 3-2-1 Penguins, you know, just the dad joke. I wanted to find a way to be able to tell New Testament stories, you know, that are really relevant for kids today. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be kind of fun in a, you know, to bring characters from the first century forward in time. And, you know, kind of like Encino Man, if you all remember that, you know, caveman
movie.
Oh, yeah.
No wheezing the juice.
And so, so the concept was these two squirrels who, you know, grew up in Galilee, but took an ill-advised vacation down the Jordan River, you know, to a vacation at the Dead Sea in the first century, didn't know what they were in for, and got dehydrated, brined, and salt encrusted for millennia, stuck in a cave. And then they get rediscovered in the 21st century by a 10-year-old boy who's there with his dad, who's an archaeologist professor. And, you know, he smuggles him back home with him to Tennessee, which is where he's from. And they rehydrate and come back to life. And so Michael is a 10-year-old kid. He's in fifth grade and experiencing, you know, kind of the life and trials of a 10-year-old. But yet he's got these two new friends, these squirrels who grew up in the first century, who have a lot of advice and great stories to share that can help him with what he's going through. So that was the general concept. And I had initially I thought of it as an animated series because that is my background as animation industry as a screenwriter. But a friend of mine who ended up being, you know, my literary agent, you know, said, hey, had you ever conceived of these as an early reader series? And I thought, well, what a great idea in terms of being able to develop the stories and the world and everything. And so so I kind of dove into that, did some research and came out with a, you know, kind of a solid idea of what that might look like. And then he set up a pitch for me with Tyndale Publishers out of Chicago, mm-hmm. and they loved the idea. And we did a 6-book deal from that. And I started writing the first 6 books and they were doing real well. So I did another 6-book deal. So now I'm currently, I just finished book 9. I'm starting on book 10. But my dream was always to do this as an animated series.
Right, exactly.
So that's what we're embarking on now is, and I can tell you a little bit about the specifics about that, but now that we've got the world and the characters and the stories developed, we want to now launch that into animation.
Wow. You know, it's really interesting.
Awesome.
You transition from, you know, being the voice actor to the writer in the books. Was that a challenge?
Well, so, you know, it's funny because from the beginning of VeggieTales, you know, as the co-creator of VeggieTales, Phil as the other creator, you know, we were writers, we were performers, we kind of in the beginning, we were animators too, until we handed that off. But throughout that whole process, writing and directing with VeggieTales was the main part of my job. So for instance, if we were going to spend, you know, 6 months on a TV project or 3 years on a film, you know, a very, very minor part of that time-wise was doing the voices, you know, so we'd go in and we'd record a script and maybe come back and do retakes. So the recording part of a, you know, video would maybe take a few days at a time, you know, but the writing and the directing and kind of the in and outs of production, that was the bulk of time that I'd spent on a project. So, I've had a lot of experience with, you know, screenwriting and directing and storytelling in general. And that lent itself really well into, okay, how do I think just in terms of thinking of story structure, how do I then, you know, kind of translate that into a book series. And, it was a really fun challenge. You have to write differently. Screenwriting is so visual. You know, you can do so much internal dialogue, which is fun in books, you know, so I had to kind of turn that on. It's like, wait a minute, I can talk about what the characters are thinking, when I'm writing a book, which you can't do in a screenplay. So those kind of things, but just a lot of the principles of storytelling are similar.
Now, when you're coming up with a concept, you know, as you're doing these, for someone that's like dreamed of, hey, I would love to someday be able to do this. Once you've got the pieces worked out, what is the start to finish on, you know, from writing to actually final execution of going live with, say, a 30-minute episode? Like, how long does that, is that like a 6-month process or what does that look like?
Yeah, it can be. It very much can be. So kind of the general flow of production for animation is, you know, everything starts with the script. And then you get into character design, location design, art direction for what the world is going to feel like, what the characters are going to look like. So you kind of do all that design, and then you get into layout, laying out what the locations are going to be, and then you go into storyboarding, where then you work with storyboard artists to say, okay, these are my characters, these are my locations, this is what, you know, kind of what everything looks like. Let's storyboard it all out. So it's like a comic book version of the whole show, what it will be. And then that's edited together with voices into a story reel. So then that becomes your kind of a creative roadmap for your episode. And one of the reasons, you know, I teach at the university level as well now too, and I tell my students, one of the reasons I think that most animated movies are actually decent movies. It's hard to, you know, find an animated movie that's not actually a well-told story.
Yeah.
Is because the story is told before you start spending a lot of money in animation. With film, you can go out and shoot something. You can shoot a script and spend, you know, millions and millions of dollars and come back with all your footage and find out that you don't really have a story. With animation, you're creating all that in pre-production and storyboards. You're going back and reworking until you got it right. And then once you have that blueprint, then you're taking it into your production and animating it, and your story's locked. You're just making it pretty. So it's a great process.
And so,
but it takes a long time.
You talked a little bit about the premise of the books, but like, what are the titles of some of the books and how you're going to put, and tell us how you're going to put that into an animated series?
So each book translates into a 22-minute episode. So the first book is named Squirreled Away, which is the pilot episode, which, you know, introduces us. You know, Michael is in, you know, Israel and the Dead Sea and discovers the squirrels and, you know, kind of brings them back home with them. So that's sort of the premise of the first book. And then at the end of that book, they, you know, start to rehydrate. He leaves them on a dresser, you know, in his bedroom with the window open while it's raining. And he's asleep. And they rehydrate. And so the next book is named Boy Meets Squirrels, where, you know, he gets back home from school the next day and he's got these, you know, squirrels, and he discovers, you know, and so the story of the squirrels in the modern world, they're, you know, sort of fish out of water in the modern world, trying to find their place. But in Michael's, you know, brand new fifth grader trying to find his place at school. And so, you know, they're kind of like, you know, the kooky grandparents that he never had that, you know, are giving him great advice. And in the meantime, you know, there's a guy working for a wealthy artifact collector who's trying to recapture the squirrels. And so he's chasing them around. And so it's kind of has this overarching story, but every episode has a core kind of theme to it, a core concept, you know. So the first book is about honoring your father and your mother. The second book is about treating others the way you want to be treated. And, you know, we deal with other, concepts like, you know, diligence and telling the truth. So the type of lessons that I think, you know, parents find important for their kids. And, you know, I think if that can come out in a story that's really entertaining for kids that they really want to watch, then it's going to make parents happy. It's going to make kids happy. And, you know, that's what I've loved doing with VeggieTales and what I hope to do with Dead Sea Squirrels as well.
Right, because it's got a biblical context that's a global enough deal that everybody, you know, the fact is, you know, the Bible's got truth that is used everywhere.
Right.
A lot of people just don't know it. But right. It's like, yeah, like, you know, the golden rule actually came from the Bible. You
right.
know, treat others the way you want to be treated, right?
Yeah.
But when we tell that in a way, and then I love the way you've always done that, because you really connect with the individual at the heart level, but you do it in a fun way that's enjoyable. And obviously, you've got a big history of doing this. You've got a proven record now. Something that you're doing now that I hadn't seen before is the way you're funding the video. So there's some crowdfunding going on. So tell us about that and how that's going to work and what it looks like.
Right. So the team that we've built is really wonderful. So I am a professor at Lipscomb University in Nashville, in the College of Entertainment and the Arts there. And
that's cool.
Alongside Tom Bancroft, who is a Disney animator, he animated on films like Lion King and Mulan, you know, little films you've all probably heard of before, but
kind of a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a fantastic animator. And then Steve Taylor, who is he's produced a number of things, music and film. He's a filmmaker in his own right. But our school is very entrepreneurial. Most of the professors that are in our department are industry professionals with also academic credentials. But we want to train students in the industry, what's happening now, and then also continue to work in the industry. And so part of what we do is want to say, okay, we want to involve students in real world work and go out there and, you know, they can work on projects that they can build up an IMDb page on. You know, that's going to be great for their resumes. And so the concept that we had was, okay, well, what if we take this book series and use the resources that we have here with faculty and students in combination, because, you know, creating an animated show is a lot of work. And so, you know, students have full-time jobs being students too, but if they can do a little piece of that, and then we can work alongside an animation studio, it could be the best of all worlds. And so that's kind of the model that we conceived of. And we had some generous donors who believed in what we were doing there. And so basically donated the funds that we would need to make a pilot episode. And so we're nearly complete with the pilot. The animation final shots are rolling in. We'll be done, with those final shots for the pilot, the first 22 minutes at the end of February. And then we're posting for that in March. So we have a pilot. And so, so now, what's next? When you create a pilot, you want to do a series. And so that's what our our Kickstarter is about. It's raising the funds to do a series of the first six episodes, which represents the first six books in the series. And that's, that's what we're kicking off on Tuesday, the 16th.
And that's an exciting time for sure for you, because this is your next baby getting ready for fruition. You had the books, now always one of the animated series. Now you're going to get it. And then once you have the funding, are you looking the same type of distribution as VeggieTales, or you don't know yet?
The world of media continues to change and evolve. And what we built VeggieTales off of was a home video business model. We were in on the very early days of people having VCRs in their homes, you know, the VHS tapes
is right. What
VeggieTales came out on, and then later moved to DVD. But, you know, that model, it still exists, but it will not support the type of production budgets that animation needs, you know, because animation is a very expensive venture, especially well done animation. And so the model now has moved to streaming. And so you have a lot of streaming services who, you know, have put a lot of dollars into content, for their service, whether it be Netflix or Hulu or Disney Plus. So that's the business model. And so what we hope to do is to fund a series that we maintain control over in terms of the messaging and the intellectual property. And then we can take that out then and license it to streaming services. So basically get a licensing fee then to have them run the show. So that's the model that we're looking at currently with Squirrels.
because it's completely changed.
Sweet.
And Eric, that's the thing. We are in a different environment of entertainment, Eric. It all, what worked
we absolutely
30
are.
Years ago was doesn't work today. What worked 5 years ago doesn't work today. That's the
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, yeah. So that all has changed. What stays the same though is, you know, people love stories. I mean, we're hardwired for story, and we want to hear those stories that reach us emotionally and spiritually and make us laugh and make us cry. And so that's what we'll always want. And just figuring out a way, okay, what's the model to kind of get that out there? And that's been the challenge with this, but also it's been just really exciting to figure out, you know, how to, you know, bring this to life.
Absolutely. So Mike, another question for you back on the, just to make sure I'm clear on it, because I am a supporter, right? And we love VeggieTales. I'm on board with just continuing that message because you are a known, right? So with the crowdfunding with Kickstarter, you know, how much are you looking to raise? Mm-hmm. And then what's the ROI? What's the other than supporting something that we know kind of what to expect because we've already seen it, right? What's the benefit to the person that's contributing?
Well, we have a number of incentives for contributions. First of all, we're looking to raise $1.2 million to do five additional episodes, which turns out if you're doing the per, you know, a lot of times with animation, you go on per minute, you know, cost. And what we're getting because of the affiliation that we have with the university and, you know, the animation studio that we're using, we're able to do animation at about $10,000 a minute, which is really good. And for instance, you know, with VeggieTales, you know, we were probably twice that or more when we were doing VeggieTales. And a lot of animation, you know, feature film animation is just way beyond that.
Way more.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, a typical, you know, 90 minute feature, you know, a Pixar feature is, you know, $140 million.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So this is much less money than that. But, you know, for what you're used to seeing on TV, you know, this is of that quality. But we're getting a great, you know, we're able to bring it in at a really decent cost, but it's an expensive venture. But what we're doing on for incentives is really fun because we have, we will have a finished pilot, you know, that's one of the incentives, you know, so for a $25 Kickstarter donation, you know, you get to see the finished pilot, you know, it's there. You know, we have, you know, the types of things that you're
used to. Which is one trip to the movies. Right. That's two people at the movies with no popcorn and no Coke.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Perspective.
Yeah. Absolutely. And one of the exciting things about this is typically a lot of folks they'll support a Kickstarter to do a pilot and they won't see it for, you know, a long time after. But, you know, here you're supporting a series and you're seeing the pilot right away, which is great. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we have other, you know, we've got swag like, you know, buttons and t-shirts, you know, that kind of stuff, which is always fun. But also, you know, I've got a whole book series around this as well. So the books themselves worked with Tyndale, a publisher, and they're helping to partner with us to do a special edition of the first six books in the series in a nice box set, you know, for the series. And so that's also an incentive for contributing as well. So, and then, you know, we've got, you know, the higher contributors come to Nashville, have dinner with the producers, have your image immortalized in a character that shows up in one of the shows, you know, all those sort of things. So it's really fun. Since we're making the shows, we have the ability to do that, create your own character, that sort of thing. So just really wanting to, you know, add a lot of value to folks to say, hey, you know, we would so appreciate your support coming on board. You know, we feel the types of stories and messages that we want to get out there are really important for kids, really wanted by parents. We want to be part of providing that. So we're super excited.
What a legacy you're living, Michael. Let's go really quickly. And then Eric's got his final question just about where people can connect with finding out on this, where they're going to be able to go. Is there a website the best to go to right then? And then they could get connected right to the fundraising?
Yeah, absolutely. So folks can just go to deadseasquirrels.com. All one word. And that'll lead you anywhere you need to go, to our socials, to the Kickstarter page. Of course, you could, you know, just go to Kickstarter and search for Dead Sea Squirrels and find us there. But deadseasquirrels.com is a great place to start. And you'll see a lot of fun stuff there.
All right. Now Eric's ready for that legacy.
Well, question. Mike. Yeah. Yeah. So Mike, you know, what we talk about at Living a Legacy is, you know, just how people use their influence to impact the world around them, right? And I would say that, you know, you've already, you know, not just leaving a legacy, but how are we living out that legacy today? How are we making the impact? And I've got to believe millions of eyes have watched VeggieTales over the years. And then how many more are going to have an opportunity to see Dead Sea Squirrels and, right, and just hear that message and laugh and giggle and have family time. So, you know, you've already living and left a legacy, but the question I always like to ask people is, you know, when it's all said and done, whether it's family, faith, business, any of the topics, what do you want to be your legacy? How do you want to be remembered?
Oh man. That's a great question. You know, I think, you know, for me, in what I do, I've always felt like I went into this when I went forward at a youth convention, you know, when I was in high school and dedicated my life to ministry. I see a hand. I see an amen.
July 12th, 1994.
What's that now?
Yeah. I said July 12th, 1994.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Yeah. So, and, you know, at the time for me, what that looked like was, you know, I was going to be a missionary doctor. I went to college. I did pre-med. You know, I thought I was going to go into medicine, right? You know, and the funding came through on our very first episode of VeggieTales before I had the chance to go to med school. But I, you know, in that time, and it was as through that part of my life, you know, I really felt like what I really enjoyed doing, the giftedness that I had been called to, was, you know, songwriting and entertaining and story. And I just love that. It just, you know, real, I felt alive when I was doing that. I really felt like in making the decision to take that path in my life, I was stepping into my giftedness and doing really what I was called to do. And so, for me, it's like, if I can continue to, you know, just express the gifts that God has given me in a way that's going to help people, that's going to glorify Him. That's as much as I could ever ask for, and all that I would hope to do.
Awesome.
That's great.
Man, this is great. And by the way, I haven't mentioned it. I'm loving the art behind you, by the way. Yeah. Just great. Oh,
thanks. Well, yeah, I've got a Larry the, I don't, I've got a, you know, a Dance of the Cucumber poster. I've got a Larry Boy, you know, poster. And then of course I've got our Dead Sea Squirrels on a monitor behind me. So thank you so much.
It's fun
being in my office, kind of, you know, surrounded by all these characters.
All right. Well, Eric, deadseasquirrels.com, go there right now.
Yep.
And, that's where everyone needs to go. And it's a big day again, 16th. Everyone needs to go there and help Michael with another dream that's going to bring great family content out there, that just like VeggieTales, to the masses. So again, thank you.
The Dead Sea Squirrels.
Woohoo! Neil, greatness. Eric, thank you guys so much. Been such a pleasure speaking with you.
All right. Okay, guys.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys. That was Living a Legacy. Take care.